The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When it comes to your hair, it's definitely time to get back to your normal routine. Let Lady Jane's make you look and feel like a king. Check them out in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, just south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
I'm gonna get you high today, cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the agent?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in the hot bitch piece of way.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Thanks for being here on this Friday, bitches. It is the last day of April. It's 30 days, half April.
Is that one of them?
That's one of them, yep.
30 days, half April. That thing helps me out with figuring out how many days in a month all the time.
Really?
That's one of probably my most commonly used sayings is the 30 days, half September,
Andy,
April, June.
I'm the same.
Like, I use that one.
I never learned it.
I never
really?
Learned it.
Never learned it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I just, and I have no idea what days have what.
30 days, half September, April, June, and November.
Yeah, no. That one I use all the time.
No, I wish I learned it.
I don't know where. I don't know if I learned it in Ireland or if I learned it here. Or,
I learned it in school.
I know, but I feel like I've known from I was like...
So from Ohio to Ireland.
Yeah.
It gets yes. around except for you guys.
Yeah. Just Ohio and Ireland teach you that.
It's only taught in Ohio and Ireland.
They say Ohio is the Ireland of the Midwest.
Yeah, they do. They do.
It's the Green Isle of America.
The fat, flat Ireland of the Midwest, they call it.
You two have so much in common.
Yep.
Wow.
That's probably about the only thing Andy and I have
right,
in common.
Right, yeah. That saying. Yeah.
We
live very different lives.
Yeah. We live different lives. But that makes it fun.
Yeah.
Here's something. Speaking of sayings, there are some sayings that people get wrong all the time. They put lists like this out there. But I think some people just, you hear it one way, or even you mishear it the first time, and that's how you always say it for your life. Like, a lot of people say butt naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's buck naked.
Right? It's
buck
naked.
Yeah.
Although no one's sure where that even came from. Like, they don't know the origin of buck naked.
Hmm. It just happened and then...
It just happened. They can't trace it back to one particular thing or what it means.
Yeah.
But the saying is buck naked, but a lot of people say butt naked. I guess assuming your butt is exposed.
It's way more fun if you put buck ass naked.
Buck ass naked.
Buck ass naked.
Buck ass naked.
She liked to jazz things up.
Jazz that up a little bit.
You know? That's a couple little extra words.
That's what she does.
You're welcome.
Buck ass naked.
It's not just buck naked.
I can't wait for her other tips.
Buck ass naked.
You never know what her tip's going to be.
You really don't. You really don't. A lot of people say for all intensive purposes, but it's really for all intense.
Never said intensive.
No.
I haven't. Let's not get intensive care.
I don't think I'd ever be comfortable even saying the original phrase.
I don't think so either. Yeah, that's a little
for all intensive purposes.
Yeah.
I think I may have occasionally, but it's not something in my everyday vocabulary. Mm. Saying your life took a total 360 is wrong. You mean a 180.
Oh, yeah, because if you just did a full, complete spin, you're still going in the same direction.
Right. You're right back to where you started.
Always say 180.
Yeah. I did a complete 180 on that.
Right.
I think that's what I would say.
But I think a lot of people do say 360.
Really?
Wow, you did a 360 on that.
Yeah, I think they do.
I think I hear that a lot. In the phrase getting off scot-free, the word Scott only has one T. A lot of people spell it like Scott, the name. That Scott is an old English word for tax. If you use two T's, it'd be like hanging out with someone named Scott.
Right.
But scot-free meant basically you were getting off without paying taxes. Mm. It's like getting off scot-free. Mm.
The English use Scott and Scotty a lot. There's like this exercise. I watch these British. These British people help me lose weight.
Yeah.
On YouTube. And I watch this British guy and this little lady. They do these exercises and I follow them and I'm trying to not be fat or whatever. So, but they one of the exercises is called Scotties.
Scotties.
So they seem to use it a lot.
Yeah. The Scottish hate them.
That is true.
Just so everyone knows. Yeah, like the... Well, and then you realize, okay, well, who named Scotland Scotland? And did they decide to call taxes Scots just because they were always at war with them? And when they took them over, they just wanted their taxes?
That's probably something to do with that.
Probably why kings end up dead.
Right.
Maybe there's something to that. Who knows? Speaking of butts again, the phrase that a lot of people say, I guess, is nip it in the butt.
Bud, right?
But it's the bud, as in a weed you should cut before it grows anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Nip it in the bud. And this seems to drive some people crazy, but I honestly think this is one where most people say it the wrong way.
Okay.
Most people say, I believe, espresso. They don't say espresso. Every time I hear it somewhere, I hear espresso.
Well, because they don't say the written, X. When it's written...
You don't pronounce it with
it's
that.
It's espresso, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking the wrong way.
Okay. Yeah.
I hear espresso.
This guy.
I know. I hear espresso, not espresso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Most people think it's EX.
Right.
Espresso.
A lot of people say espresso.
Yeah.
And I'm real serving myself.
You confused me. I was like, Dave, I have to correct
you. I was like, I've been living a lot too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, I was so confused.
Are you kidding? Some of my best friends are Italian. They'd kill me.
Yeah, he'd be dead.
Yeah. Did you say espresso?
None of my Italian friends would have killed me for saying it, but
no.
But I mean, I you do hear it all the time.
You do
hear it all the time.
I think it's one of the most mispronounced words or phrases.
Yeah.
People think it's for some reason, I don't know why. I don't they think it's there's an X in there.
Yeah.
That's one I really judge hard too.
Yeah.
When people say espresso.
Yeah.
That's one where I'm like, you are stupid.
What else is there? That's the good one.
Well, I get the...
What's the you are stupid thing?
The I get lit up all the time because I say that I couldn't care less.
You say...
I couldn't care less. And so...
No, you say I could care less,
or
right?
Or I could care... I don't know. Whichever I do the wrong one. And then I am supposed to go feel bad about myself. And
People say something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all the time.
Yeah.
What? People are so stupid.
why do people care about that?
Because I don't say something right. And I have a job.
I don't understand why people care.
I don't know.
I wouldn't take time out of my day to even...
Oh, I you just are assume. Unlike the people.
Yeah.
Why do you think I put the text machine
assume.
Over here? Because
that's all people do. Yeah. I know that's why you do that, but...
No, yeah.
Because all they do is rip into
less.
Things we say.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean,
and I could care less.
I couldn't care less. I would care less. I wouldn't care less.
So you couldn't care less about even saying couldn't care less.
Couldn't even care less.
I really could.
This woman said my husband pronounces the H in herb, and it drives me crazy.
That's insane.
So, but some people different do people that. Martha do. Stewart does that.
Yeah, different people from different places.
Isn't that a British?
Honestly, it is. That's what I grew up with. We call it like 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Right?
I
don't judge for that.
HP sauce. That's like the British way they say like they always have that weird H.
The H?
I
haven't heard that.
Oh my God, yeah.
HP, but we have all my family, my Irish family says herb, that's a delicious herb.
Basil
and herbs.
Yeah, there's a lot of different
That's my new band name.
Gordon Ramsay says all that stuff.
Yeah.
You listen to him. Yeah.
Someone said irregardless, no such word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Just regardless.
Yeah.
Supposedly. This is my supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I try not to, but I may judge you if you say supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I judge for that one too.
Because there's a D in there, not a B.
Mm-hmm.
I've judged way before anyone says anything.
Oh, yeah, I see. So they don't even have to speak. And you've got them pegged.
I got you pegged.
Saying someone said the power invested in me. Instead of the power vested in me. Well, who really says that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It'd be just like someone trying to make a
joke. By the power
joke.
Invested in me. So somebody, that means you're giving a speech of some kind.
Yeah.
So you're
but
saying
like, aren't
that.
You like officiating a ceremony?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, officiating is getting married, right?
Yeah. By the power invested in me. Yeah, I wow. always thought it was vested.
It is vested.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they, I guess you got a real dumb minister or something.
Right, right. Which can be common.
I guess.
I think so.
Well, a lot of people do it on the internet now. Yeah. I mean, you're not, if you're just performing a wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
And perhaps that happens. Yeah. Bob's with us here from Boston. Hiya, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Lisa, I packed the car for you today.
All right.
Oh, that's
you.
Very
appreciate
nice
you.
Of you.
Yes.
Awesome. Listen, another thing people screw up a lot is each one better than the next. It's supposed to be each one better than the last.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, yeah. I see that.
Yes, yeah.
I hear that a lot.
All right, dude, thanks for calling in. You have a good day. I don't really use that.
I think some people will say, like, it's all downhill or it's all uphill.
It's all downhill.
They'll get that
right?
one mixed up.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here is good. It's all uphill from here is bad.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Uphill, crappy.
Right.
Downhill, maybe it is uphill. Like, maybe some people
but
are
wait,
positive.
Is it just because we? Is it just because we are a little overweight that we find that we found find going downhill as a pleasant thing?
Is that
so
it?
Maybe because I think people say downhill. Like, they mean, like,
everything's going down.
You can't stop it.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, you can't stop it. It's all downhill from here. We're going down, and there's nothing we can do.
Maybe that
and
is a fat thing.
And I'm like, it's very easy to walk down here.
Down here is a mess, Grandma. You don't understand.
Yeah.
It's either that or it's the positive negative.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, everything is going to be terrible.
Right.
It's downhill from here. Or people are positive, like, it's all uphill from here.
Yeah, like,
because
uphill, that's where
uphill,
I get.
Oh my God, I'm
maybe
dying.
Maybe you ever try walking up a hill? No fun. No fun.
What? Okay, so now that's going to bother me. It's all, like, what's the.
I think the saying is, it's all downhill.
Downhill.
Yeah, all downhill.
Yeah, it's
from
all
here.
Downhill.
But
that's
from
a negative
here.
Or positive?
That's a positive.
You're looking at it as positive.
No,
I assume it's people say it's a negative.
It's a negative.
It's also a Newfound Glory song.
That's also a negative.
What does it mean when you say it's all downhill from here? The hard work's over. It's all going to be much easier from now on.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So easier.
That's what I thought. I was like, is it just my fatness?
Oh, so then I'm thinking it's negative in life?
Right.
I just think it's all downhill from here, guys.
Yeah, right? So to me, listen, I understand your thinking on it.
Yeah,
I
see
both sides. Because I see you saying it's all downhill from here. There's no stopping this. It's just
going
to be terrible.
Yes.
We're plunging towards the earth.
Yep.
All downhill.
Downhill.
And Andy's right. It's like, well, downhill is super
and
easy.
Like,
woo,
I'm downhill from here.
Downhill's quick and easy. Oh, look at me go.
Yeah.
Scurry, scurry, scurry.
Right.
So fast. I'm moving so fast.
That's funny.
You know?
Yeah, it's always been a very positive thing.
She is.
And downhill, downhill from here.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so they say it's the hard work's over. It's all going to be much easier from now on.
Mm.
The idea stemming from finally cresting the top of the hill and starting to go down the other side.
Yeah, I think a lot
really?
Of people use that in the negative.
I think that's true that they use it negatively like Lisa was doing.
Yep.
So an uphill
sucks.
That sucks.
If it's all uphill from here means there's like a huge work ahead of you.
Well,
can I be honest? I've never heard
say.
Anyone even say it's
no,
all
I don't
up
think.
Here from here. Uphill from here.
Yeah.
Never.
No, I, guess
I don't
not.
Think I have.
It's all down.
I feel like I've heard people be like it's all uphill.
I think I have too.
I don't think.
I don't know. Who knows? Another thing, when people pronounce the L in salmon.
Salmon. Oh, God.
If you were eating salmon and said that, I'd leave.
This is delicious salmon.
Well, I'd be like, well, that's in. Check.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. The word guesstimate drives me crazy. It's either guessing or estimating.
I don't
people like to be...
I think
that's wacky.
Yeah,
you combine those words.
That's pretty quirky.
That's not a real word, right?
No.
It's just people have
just
wacky. It's a hybrid word.
Made it up.
It's just a wacky word in the estimating game.
Mm. Yeah. Someone said, "What about play it by ear?
Play it by ear.
Play it by ear.
Play it
by ear.
Let's play it by ear. Let's see how this year goes.
We're
gonna play it by the whole year. There's no X in especially.
People say especially.
I hear that a lot. People like to put the X in.
They put that X by the E all the time.
This person said they hear breakfast a lot.
Well, then that's really wrong.
You're around what part of the country?
Where are they located? I don't know. Let me see where they come up here.
Just curious.
Breakfast.
I know he admits he says it. And he can't.
Vermont.
He's not here to talk
about
it. Vermont. Oh, Vermont.
Ted, that's
breakfast.
Breakfast.
I know James says frustrated sometimes.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Yep. Frustrated. They don't say the R. People don't say the R.
So frustrated.
Yeah. And or they'll say that frustrated.
Yeah. I always hear like frustrated.
Yeah. Like you're flustered and frustrated at the same time.
Too. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Mostly I hear people drop the R. And it's wrong.
This person said, I was at a buddy's house. His wife comes running outside saying, there's a cockroach in the kitchen.
Cockroach.
I've never heard someone make it into three words.
No. That's too many syllables.
That is a lot for her.
Yeah.
Cockroach. I mean, I don't like them.
No.
Especially when you break it up, but no good. Bashketti.
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 You like the bashketti?
Now it gets real weird.
Bashketti.
I've heard of like people saying pisketti.
Yeah.
First, I just assumed you were
A child.
Challenged. But yes. I've never heard of bashketti. Rob's with us here. Rob, we're talking about the common phrases and words people get wrong all the time. You wanted to add something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When people say specific, a lot of people, I've heard them say specific because they say it so fast these days.
They'll be like specifically.
They drop the S. And
yeah.
It's not an ocean.
Yeah,
there is a Pacific Ocean. There's not a specific ocean.
No, right.
Exactly. Down south, it's real bad where I'm from. And when I first moved here, my woman, she was constantly on me. It's not an ocean. but a lot of people will say Pacific instead of specific.
All right. Thanks for calling in, dude. Mike is in Boston. What do you hear?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, safety deposit box. I hear it in movies all the time. It's annoying. My wife works in the banking industry. It's actually safe deposit box.
Safe deposit box.
I think I've always said safety deposit box.
I think I say safety deposit box.
I think that's what everybody says.
The world says safety deposit. Only the bankers know.
Safe deposit box. Yeah. It makes more sense.
I always thought you were putting that. It was like the safest place you could put your object.
You're putting it there for safety.
But it's a safe.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. It is a safe deposit box. Yeah, you deposit that box in the safe.
Right. But I mean, I think.
Well, we all learned something.
Everyone who isn't in banking
says safety deposit box.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure they do.
I feel like even in movies, people say safety deposit box.
Well, that's what he said. Movies drive him crazy. Because it would have been a movie that I would have even learned that term. It wasn't like the Bryster had a bunch of, safe deposit boxes. He was,
I think I only learned it from movies, too, actually, because they're always getting jewels and stuff out of it.
Exactly.
Bank heists.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the only people that have them in movies, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, does anyone really have a safe deposit box?
Only people that own those little Bitcoin things now.
Yeah.
They'll put that in there.
Yeah.
To stay safe.
I'm always fascinated if I've ever been in a bank and someone has to go in to there.
I know what's in there.
I mean, I don't know how much they cost to get one.
Probably not that much.
I don't think they're that much.
I don't think it's that much, yeah.
Just I don't have anything to put in there.
They watch me open it up.
Get my treasures out of
here. It's like a G.I. Joe figure.
That's
just like a couple toys.
Nonsense in there.
Yeah, exactly. But then they watch me open it all the time. I just look at the things. I'm like, yes, thank you. Close it back up and give it back to them. If it doesn't cost a lot of money, it's kind of worth it.
My most valuable G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Take it out for a second. Kind of play with it.
Sorry, this is a box of my childhood. Take it back.
Yeah, I don't even know if my bank has it.
$60 annually on average.
That's not
a
bad.
A year?
That's $6. It depends on what size you want. So depending on what bank you're at, but the biggest one, a 10 by 10, is 100 and one bank it's $300. But other banks, that's a ripoff. Other banks are cheaper. But I won't say what banks what.
Right. Yeah. So it's $5 a month.
But that's where you keep like your gold bars and your things.
Yeah.
Gold bars. Chocolate bars.
That's a real thing. I'd like to check and see what I'd like to check my inventory.
Can you go get it?
Gold coins. What a great chocolate coins.
Although a good diet plan.
So the banker probably is in there with you. So you take out a chocolate coin.
Oh, I love this idea. No, because
you
I honestly
eat one and then put the same
and then you close it up and put it away.
I think the way they do it is they pull it out.
I think
they
alone.
Put it down and then they leave. Because they don't want to even know
what's in there.
Then you load it up with gold coins, like chocolate gold coins, couple G.I. Joes, you know, like a little stuffed animal.
I just had a thought. Remember when Lisa would lock cookies in her car because she didn't want to eat them all?
What if she locked the cookies in her safety deposit box and she'd have to drive to the bank, go inside.
That's a pretty good diet plan.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That might stop her.
Yeah, that would definitely stop me.
Go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Before going through all that.
If you really wanted one.
I mean, what a crazy day at the bank when you got to go in there and be like, I need to put these cookies in my safety deposit box. Hurry before I eat them. Quickly. These are Chips Ahoy. $60, $300. Doesn't matter.
Wait. Before you take it away, give me one of them.
Yeah, please. Now take it.
You're eating a cookie. You're looking at your box. Right.
It's like a whole bank. The bank is like
falling everywhere.
Come back into the room. Lisa's brushing crumbs off her face. Yeah. Thank you. You can take that back.
You go to the bank with like some milk and you set it down on the counter and you're like, I need to check out my safe deposit box.
Are you sure you want to do this, madam?
Yeah. Yes. And I am a sir.
Yeah. All right.
that's an interesting thing to store in your safe deposit box, which we now know what it's called.
I do like the idea of putting Joe's in there. Just check it out.
But I love pulling it out in front of everybody, right. Like because they're like, oh my God, there's someone looking through their little box.
What's in there?
just junk.
G.I. Joe's.
Yeah. Oh, I love that idea. I'm not sure it's worth $5 a month.
I don't think so. Ken's with us. Hi, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning, Ripcord on a Friday, bitch.
Ripcord to you.
Love the show, guys. Love the show.
Thanks,
I just wanted to call in to say there's no X in ask. You know how people will say X instead of ask?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I hear that a lot. And even amazingly, like some reporters.
It's reporters, yeah.
I'm so shocked that their news director lets them get away with it when they're blatantly saying a word wrong.
Yeah.
But you hear it quite a bit.
Yeah, I wonder why. I think like people are either just too afraid these days to say anything to anybody about like.
I think that like the broadcasting people have it's gotten a lot looser with a lot of that stuff. Sure. They used to like be people would get real freaked out if you didn't say W in a certain way. Like you had to be like W
because people say W.
Yeah, they'll be like W.
Yeah.
W. Yeah, I remember my news director when I first got into the business, like, tearing me apart if I mispronounced a word.
Yeah.
Like, you would just be called into the office, and you'd be called all the idiotic names under the sun.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore, it seems. They just let you. They're trying to find new wacky ways to do the news.
No one cares.
No one cares.
I think it just, honestly, that's America's getting dumber,
and
America doesn't mind. You speak the way I speak.
Right. Well, it's funny when you see the things, you know. So mistakes are made with words or whatever, but then eventually they're just said that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. Like as soon as enough people say it the wrong way, that's the right way. Mm. We looked up a word just like a little while ago that we were like, can you say it that way?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, you can.
You can say it both ways. People say crick instead of creek drives this person crazy.
Oh, well, yeah.
I fell in the crick.
Yeah, I don't like that.
To me, you're really stupid. If you say crick. Terry's in Redford. Hi, Terry.
Hey. Another word people will mispronounce, instead of saying refrigerator, they'll say refrigerator.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Believe that.
Is it just they're short forming it, or do they really believe it's called a refrigerator?
I know plenty of people, they say refrigerator.
Yeah, they think it's just
they
the
think
refrigerator.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's like a freezer and refrigerator. Yeah. No, it happens.
Refrigerators are sweet.
I have to always hear my boss say,
"Thank God for them."
Chomping at the bit drives me crazy.
It's champing.
Is it champing at the bit? I thought it was jumping at the bit.
Well, it's about horses, right? And I always thought it was chomping at the bit, and it was that horses bite.
Champing, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Champing at the bit.
I always thought it was chomping just because it was in a horse's mouth.
Mm. Yeah, many people say chomping at the bit. It's almost half and half, according to a survey at U of M.
See, but that's the thing. That's one of those things, right? So half the people say it.
I think I've heard that before on here, on this show.
Yeah. Champing at the bit? I've heard chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
I think we maybe talked about the fact that it was. That just sounds familiar to me. I don't know where else I would have heard it.
I blocked it out.
Yeah.
Worked as a wildlife trapper. Heard people say there was stuff stuck in their chimbley.
It's in the chimbley.
It's in the chimbley. Get it out of the chimbley.
The Bambi Lance.
Call the Bambi Lance. Something stuck in the chimbley.
I have never heard anyone call it a chimbley.
There's a porcelain in the chimbley.
I don't know how you get that out.
Oh, mother pours them in her. It's up there in the chimney.
Everyone has their own little bugaboos. This guy said, you know what I'm sick of? Hot water heater. It's a water heater. Hot water doesn't need heating.
Oh, I think I say hot water
heater. Yeah, I say hot water heater.
I say hot water tank.
I think it's a hot water heater. I mean, I would argue that if there's hot water in there and you wanted it to be warmer, you'd have to heat it.
Yeah.
So it still is a hot water heater.
It's just for hot water.
Yeah.
So it heats the
Someone's asking us, is it lion's share or lion's share?
I always thought it was a lion's share.
Where people use both terms.
Lions?
Yeah, I think it's lion's
share. I think because the lion gets the share of the kill or whatever, right?
It's the jungle, as far as I know.
This is where we find out that we're all so dumb.
Yeah, of course. The lion's share is an expression which now refers to the major share of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, we're doing that right.
Yeah. I've never heard lion's share before.
No, never.
No.
No, but that's just someone who has misheard it their whole life.
Yeah, they think people are saying lion, mm-hmm. lions, instead of lions.
And a lot of times it falls on your parents. I've said it before.
It does, yes.
It falls on your parents. And unfortunately, I have a dad that says Chrysler's.
Yeah, my parents too.
I believe my mom or dad learn to say both with an L, both of those.
Yeah.
And so I had to break that.
It's right when you leave home, you have to break a lot of stuff.
Holy
you start
crap.
Learning all these different things, that's been said wrong.
Right. So any kind of phrase that I would learn, it's just because the Bryster probably says it wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We talked earlier about people mispronouncing breakfast, and this person said, I can't say breakfast, so I just say morning food.
That's the saddest situation ever.
Would you like to go out for some morning food?
It's like he's tried before.
Do you mean breakfast?
Yes, morning food.
I'm not saying it, but yes.
I'd like to go out to breakfast.
You tried. Hey, man, you tried, bud.
I want to go to breakfast. Are you saying breakfast?
Breakfast.
He tells me he can't quite
say it.
He can't quite get it. It gets
morning
close.
Food.
Morning food.
Oh, breakfast.
Blork fast.
Oh, he's running out of here. He just ran out.
Blork fresh.
Oh, man.
Morning food. I have a hard time. Unless I slow down, there's some words that I always mispronounce. And specifically.
That's a hard one.
Okay.
Specifically
is one
of them.
Especially if you're reading
statistics. And also, statistically.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Statistically.
Statistically speaking.
Massages.
Massages. Sausages. Those are words that I have to put little marks on my page. So, yeah, I just say the
President of Iran.
President of Iran.
Oh, yeah.
I learned a long time ago just to call him the President of Iran.
Yeah.
Jim's in Marine City. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Doing all right. Thanks.
Go ahead. So, working for EMS for several years, everybody loved to mispronounce Amblyance. The Amblyance is here. The Amblyance.
Yep, we know, and there are some places, we did that whole thing, everybody says it.
Mm. But
Bambulance.
Bambulance, Amber Lamps.
Amber
Lamps is a
big Amber Lamps.
There's a movie with Denzel Washington, where he's a drug dealer. I can't remember what it is. I can't remember the name of the movie, but anyway, at the beginning of the movie, he says it. He's like, somebody call an Amber Lamps! Call an Amber Lamps!
Yeah, so he must have, like...
That must be how he says it.
Went out to that area and was like, "This, I'm going to portray this kind of dude, bad dude from this part." And then he was like, oh, they say Amber Lamps up here. So then that's how I should say it.
Yeah.
Amber someone said that they cannot say, for the life of them, parallel.
Parallel's a pretty easy one.
Yeah, parallel.
Parallel.
Yeah.
So what do they say if they've got a parallel park?
Parallel.
I got a parallel park.
Cellular. Cellular, cellular to me can be hard. When everyone I see it their own written little... out.
It looks weird written out.
Cellular phone. Yes. Cellular phone.
Cellular phone.
Someone nuclear. Said, I hate when people say remember instead of remember.
Well, who's saying that?
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
No one does.
I've never heard anyone
somebody
say.
Somebody says that, you should be like, you can talk to a doctor. You don't smell burning feathers.
The thing is, but here's the thing, okay? So even if you do any of these things in front of me, you do any of this, you call it, you say, hey, I remember that time or whatever. I'm not saying anything to you.
Unless you're like really super close. Like I'd say it to Amber if she got a word wrong and she'd say it to me. You know,
that's
my wife.
That's the only
and in
person.
Here, right. In here, we say it to each other.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I'm just saying there's a big difference between like us.
Yeah.
You know, because we would use it as a moment of funny.
Yeah.
You
right.
You know. But
like in casual conversation, you wouldn't call somebody out.
No, I wouldn't. No. Like, especially a regular coworker outside of this room.
Oh, somebody, no, my
never,
God.
You couldn't. You would just, you make people feel dumb. You don't want to make them feel dumb, even though in your head you're like, you're dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
You still
they
wouldn't
gotta figure
say
that
it.
On their own.
I have trouble not having an initial, like, facial reaction. You know, like if they would say something, I'd be like,
something happened, you get electrocuted.
No.
He just said, remembered. Justin.
Yes.
There's a word you can't pronounce.
Yeah. First things first, can I get a ripcord?
Ripcord?
Yeah. For the life of me, I can't say strategy.
Strategy.
Oh, strategy?
Strategy.
Strategy.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So you can't, like, even if you stop to think about it, you can't say, what's my strategy?
Not for the life of me.
Strategy.
So how do you say it again?
Tragedy.
Like a tragedy.
Yeah, it's like a tragedy.
It's a
tragedy.
Oh, see, I'm gonna...
Tragedy.
There's a great SNL bit where Will Ferrell's playing George W. Bush, and they were like, sum up your campaign in one word, and he goes, strategery.
Those were some of the best moments. Yeah.
Allie?
I miss him.
Yeah?
What's it for you?
So, a lot of people say the word cinnamon as synonym.
Whoa, they shouldn't.
That's really like a synonym bun?
Synonym.
Can I get a synonym bun?
I think that's like one of the words that a lot of kids
can't say. But as you age, you mature.
Synonym.
You get out.
Yeah.
Like synonym toast crunch?
Yeah, synonym.
Because it ends up so delicious that you're just, you want to get that right.
Ron in Naples, you mispronounce a word. What is it?
All right, prepare to laugh because I can't say it to this day, but my friends always pick on me. The nationality Portuguese, my friends say it sounds like pork and cheese.
Portuguese.
Yeah. I can't say that. They tell me all the time to slow down and say it. I could say it when I say it really slow, but in conversation, it just comes out pork and cheese.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's funny. That reminds me, I used to work at this, like, it was like a sports station that was fed through a satellite, so I had to catch all these commercials, and there was this really foreign man that would set up the commercials and send them down the line, so he'd say the name of the commercial and then play it. One of them was supposed to be portable furnace. That's what it said on the... That's what it said on the piece of paper, and this dude would get on there and be like, Portune Bong Funny. Dirty.
Portune Bong.
I always got lots of laughs out of that. Because I'm like, okay, here comes the portable furnace spot. Listen to it. And he goes, Portune Bong Funny. 60. It was like one of the weirdest things.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, he's not even remotely close to that word.
That's a wrong field for him to be in.
Oh, my God. No, I was like, this is crazy. Going to make it in radio.
Yeah. Kyle in New Hampshire, what can't you say?
Good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I can't say rambunctious.
Rambunctious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you say it again?
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Rambunctious.
Oh, man.
I feel like if I try to say it now, I'll get it wrong.
Yeah, that's how I feel about all these words.
Yep.
Like if I'm not even
rambunctious.
Rambunctious.
There you go.
You got it.
You got it.
That was terrifying.
Yeah. Scary thing you'll do all day.
This is Scott in Fort Myers. Hi, Scott.
Hey, you guys. How are you guys?
Doing all right.
So I've always said this word wrong, and I finally figured out how to say it right. But anyway, ex-wife. I used to say whore. I don't know.
It rolls off the tongue now.
That was a good one.
Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey, I work for the Big Three, and you would be amazed how many people cannot say the word Raptor. I build a Raptor pickup truck. They all say Rapture, like it's a holy thing.
Rapture.
Oh, the Rapture.
Rapture. They build the Rapture, not a Raptor.
Wow.
I've never heard that before, but you've encountered a bunch of people that say it wrong.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay. Raptor.
Wow. Yeah.
Raptor is a much more common word than Rapture. Rapture's where everybody floats up to heaven, right? That's what that is.
Yeah, that's what it is, I think. Yeah.
I don't think they'd name a car
the Rapture.
Yeah, that's the floor comes up to heaven.
Here comes the Rapture.
I just think of Blondie when I hear Rapture.
Oh, yeah.
Rapture.
I
don't know.
Down in the. It's like the first rap song, I think. From
Oh, that's called Rapture?
It was like the one first rap song to be a hit.
Mm. Yeah, the,
yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard this. I didn't know it was called Rapture.
It's the new Ford Rapture.
The all new Ford Rapture.
It's going to take her a while to get into it.
Going to heaven's not what your car should be because it sounds like you're going to die.
Exactly. That's why they never name it that.
The Rapture.
When you want to dance all night at a disco. And you want to haul your friends. The all new Ford Rapture.
That's what's nuts about that is that it's more than one person. Like a ton of people there say Rapture instead of Raptor.
Yeah, it's really weird. Well, at the same time, I just wonder if, you know, you walk into a place and four people are saying it a certain way, and then you're just like, oh, that must be what they're building. Like if you don't pay any attention to cars or I mean it's hard not to know what a Raptor is.
Yeah.
Those things are sweet.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I'm not sure how you do it. Mm. But then none of these really make sense, I guess.
No, they just happen. Yeah.
But it does happen to the best of us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Another story out in Naples where a man's accused of threatening vacationers with a gun over their loud music. Here's that story now from ABC 7. Take a listen.
Yelling at the group renting out this home wasn't enough for Ernesto Dorta. Witnesses say he ran over and pointed a gun at a man's chest.
They were playing loud music.
A family turning up the jams, celebrating a birthday, renting out the home right next to Ernesto Dorta.
They're right on the corner there, and it's all open on the back there, and the pool's right there, so they're hooting and hollering and having a good time.
Dorta called 911, telling deputies he wanted the music to stop. He admitted to grabbing his gun, claiming he didn't leave his property, and he didn't point it at anyone. But multiple witnesses told deputies a different story, saying he got far too close with a handgun, pointing it at the birthday boy and his brother while he loaded a round into the chamber.
My wife had woken me up. She said she saw some red lights on the glass. So through the house.
Deputies arrested Dorta for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
It's loud music. There's probably other ways to take care of it as far as I'm concerned.
After bonding out of jail, investigators were back at Dorta's home today. We saw them take a small black handgun from his vehicle, similar to the gun witnesses described seeing.
I'm shocked. He always seemed like a nice guy.
He wasn't the only one irritated with the loud music, but he was the only one using a deadly weapon to try and stop the partying.
I'm sure he was probably really frustrated, but I mean, it's no excuse to pull a gun.
Neighbors say the people renting out this home left earlier this morning. I'm reporting in Naples tonight. Megan Myers, ABC 7.
There's a poker player. That guy looks just like
Mike the Mouth, right?
Yeah.
The guy who was arrested?
Yeah, the guy who was arrested looks just like this. Mm. He always explodes at the poker table.
You would not. I mean, obviously you can't take out a gun and threaten people, but you would not want to live next to a rental home. I've always said that.
No.
Because you just never know from week to week who's going to be next to you and what they're going to get up to. It would suck balls.
It would be really bad.
Well, you just got to treat them nice. I had the neighbor below me playing loud techno,
and I didn't
say anything, and then she made me cupcakes, you know? So sometimes it turns out positive.
Yeah. You never know what will happen.
If I pulled a gun, I might not have got those delicious cupcakes.
True.
You would not have.
You would not have. And you wouldn't be here. You'd be behind bars.
Yeah. You'd be someone's cupcake.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be the white chocolate cupcake for sure.
Yeah. You don't want to be someone's cupcake.
Now, it's time to play What's
Under His Balls?
What? What's he got under
What?
There? Why'd he have some under there?
How do you hide it there? What keeps it there?
Tape.
Tape.
Smart.
Yeah, so we're off to the UK.
Rubber band.
For this one.
All right.
This guy was arrested and appeared nervous.
Oh, yeah. You'd hate to appear nervous.
You want to try to not appear nervous.
You know? I'd hate to appear nervous for no reason. Because if I don't have anything taped to my balls, they're going right into my butt, aren't they?
They're going up there.
Oh, man.
Late at night one day, the cops were on the lookout for a black BMW. They had a tip that someone in that car was up to no good. At 9:35 p.m., they spotted the target car. They signaled for it to stop. The occupants got out of the car. The passenger was seen to be shaking and looking nervous.
Oh, yeah. What you so shaky about?
We got a tip. The cops then separated them. Right? And they do the old.
Oh, yeah.
You take him over there, I'll take him over here. They spoke to the passenger and the driver of the car separately. They told different stories about what happened that night.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a fun part.
Oh, man. Like, you just know you're screwed, don't you?
You see them pleading their case. They went back to the passenger, and that's when he admitted, I'll be honest with you, I have something under my balls.
Oh, wow. You really gave it up.
Gave it all out there.
Jeez. My balls are fully equipped with stuff.
And, what else can I tell you here? Not much.
What would I keep under my balls?
What would you keep?
Well, they're in a BMW, so they're probably douchebags, and they'd probably do cocaine.
Yeah.
There's his...
it's a high price.
That's his mugshot.
I'm still say cocaine.
I'm going to say they profit off of the misfortune of the weak. I'm going to go with meth.
Ah.
Bags of meth.
Balled up meth.
Andy's right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. How much? How much cocaine could you
see
fit
the guy again?
Under your balls? Well, not yours, but this guy.
A lot. He can fit a lot.
Yeah, that's what
He's
I'm thinking. He's got huge balls. You're right, Luis. Ball expert Luis.
Let's get our ball expert Lisa away. Yeah. She's the top with testicles. Lisa, what say you?
You think of 2 pounders he's got? Yeah.
Lots of cocaine and those balls.
Got like a key.
Key. That's crazy. Let's talk grams.
I'm guessing 2 balls for one each of his balls.
2 balls?
He's 2 balls under
like
two balls.
Baggies. All right.
Good guess.
Grams wise?
I don't know how much.
Whoever comes the closest without going over wins this edition of What's Under His Balls.
8 grams.
Okay, if he says 8, I'm going to double the size of this man's ball. I'll go 16 grams.
16 Whoa. Grams. Lisa, you want to hazard a guess here?
5.
That's an ounce, I think. Nope. Person coming the closest without going over, but still way under, is Chuck the Freak.
What?
Oh. Still way under. 55 grams of cocaine hidden under his balls.
Yeah, I told you they were big.
Okay, but so how much is a key? How much is a kilo?
I don't know much about.
I don't know.
It's a kilogram, right?
I never could get the measurements of it
all. So it's a kilogram.
Right. Yeah, you said 8. So but like, it was like, well, it's under 8. I don't really know.
Yeah. So you had 2 ounces.
Yeah.
2 ounces of food. One ball covered an ounce.
That's a lot. Ounce of cocaine's a lot.
He said it was for personal use. However, text messages on his phone told a different story. Oh, yeah. No, you know.
I'm curious about the tip. Can they just say that?
Well, I think you can just make it up.
Can the cops just say they got a tip?
I think so.
And then they pull over?
Yeah, I think so.
Some people they may have profiled.
In court, if you were taking this to court, wouldn't you have to prove the tip?
I don't know if you do.
I bet they got a tip.
Yeah.
Well, also me, I also hide drugs under my balls, and that guy is selling drugs, and I want him off the street.
Right.
Hey, there's a couple guys in a BMW that have got balls under, or the coke under their balls. Check it out. And then half my competition's gone.
It's just crazy to me. I don't know who would.
Well, who?
I do think tips are.
He's a seller.
Yeah.
So it was somebody that was busted.
Right.
Bought it from him and gave it to him.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's not like a Crime Stoppers.
No.
Lisa Way solving all the balls and cocaine questions of the day.
If you have any questions, just ask me about balls and cocaine.
Anything you need to know about balls or cocaine, she's your lady.
Right to her. Yeah.
It's obvious. What I have a bot from this guy. They got busted.
Can I see like a photo of an ounce of cocaine in a bag?
One.
Get a visual on this.
I just want to see how many ounces of cocaine I can hide in my balls.
Yeah. If you ever need to hide some cocaine.
You have fairly large testicles, Charlie.
I think they're fine.
Let's see if the images of what it, if it will bring it up. That's 6 ounces there.
Okay.
So take one of...
There's no way.
But it was gram.
No, it was... But ounces. It ended up being... It's basically...
Oh, it was 6 ounces?
No, it was 2 ounces is what he had.
Oh.
So...
55 milligrams.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
I'm going with what Jason told me.
I think it's less than...
No, it's 55 grams.
Grams.
Not milligrams. Yeah, it's milligrams, not milligrams. It's
grams.
Grams.
There's 28 in an ounce, so 55 is
we're
a little
cocaine
too
math here.
Sorry. He had 55 grams.
Yeah.
Which would be...
He just nailed it.
Yeah. 2 ounces. He had 2 ounces
in fact,
cocaine
he went
under
a little short
balls.
On us, and we should be pretty a little bit upset. He probably sold us 2 ounces, and he...
But, like, it looks like an ounce is the size of a baseball. How could he have 2 baseballs under his balls?
Big balls. Baseballs.
Listen.
He's got baseball-sized balls?
Yes.
He's got an elephantitis.
Listen, the guy that pulled one out at our fantasy football draft had baseballs.
Baseball-sized balls.
What are you doing here?
That's an infection, then, right?
No.
What happened?
I told him the story before on the air. I was at my fantasy football draft, and a guy, like, there was some chatter about giant, gigantic balls. And they were like, no, seriously, he's got gigantic balls. We're like, no, who can possibly have
he didn't
gigantic balls? He pulled a ball out, and it was like he had a baseball.
And there was nothing wrong with it.
And it was like,
wild time.
Okay, don't doubt a story about him.
It's the Ball Baron Draft with Chuck the Freak.
We were in our 20s. It was a wild time, experimental time.
To me, that means there's an issue, like there's a medical issue.
No, he just was.
Come on.
He just was the right kind of guy. Big
but
balls.
This guy doesn't have a medical issue. He just has big balls.
I still can't tell like seller. What an actual
1 ounce would be. Someone said that it's like... That's like 2 scoops of protein powder.
What a way to compare it.
Yeah. Like I'm
cocaine
gonna like,
to
like a guy, that's powder. A lot of cocaine. I haven't done any
protein powder.
I've done just as much coke as protein powder.
You.
Zero.
Two worlds that have never
went.
No. All right. Well, this, okay, this, so this maybe, right? So there's like 30 grams. So imagine.
So that's each one of those is almost 1 ounce or just over 1 ounce.
Yeah. So there. So I could hide two.
I could easily hide two.
You could?
Oh, yeah.
Under your balls? How right does it stay? Them.
I don't know. Like, I think Andy added, I tape them.
You got to tape them to the back of your balls.
Yeah.
So this guy, when he was questioned,
a little hair sack back there, oh, a little, like Jesus. a little hammock for it.
There's no way that adhesive would stick. It's too sweaty down there.
Yeah, yeah
I know.
You'd I think out. The band, elastic band would have to be. You couldn't rely on adhesive.
Yeah.
So he told them that he had cocaine under his balls. He said strictly for personal use. Then they found his cell phone, and then they saw that he was dealing.
Yeah.
To people too. The purity of the cocaine was 75%, and the texts related to the supply of cocaine were found on the phone.
Man, a lot about these guys I don't like. 75% pure.
Yeah, that's
under 2 ounces. You know they were selling it as 2 ounces.
Yeah.
So that's how you get shot.
It is.
So, they gave him credit for his guilty plea, and they sentenced him to 3.5 years in prison.
Ooh.
He'll serve up to half of that in custody before he's released to serve the remainder in the community. Don't carry a ton of cocaine under your balls.
No. No. That's not a great place to store stuff.
No, behind your balls?
Mm-mm.
You don't. I think maybe we've had one other story like this through our career here.
I knew a guy, his dad sold weed when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they had horses.
Yeah.
And he got a bunch of cops to come to his place one time, like raiding him or whatever, and he had taped pounds of weed behind the horse's balls.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, that's a hell of a hiding spot.
Well, now those.
Did they find them?
Balls could hide a lot.
I don't think they did.
No.
Because who would ever inspect a horse's balls?
Yeah, they didn't inspect it, so he got a. No, they didn't find anything.
And they had that tail that would, like, at least drop down.
Cover it, yeah.
Wow. I don't want to buy that one.
No, horse ball.
The horse ball back.
No. Okay, would you rather have stuff hidden behind a horse's balls or coming out of someone's beehole? I think I'd rather take
horse's
the stuff
balls.
That was
horse's
taped.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tape behind the balls rather than up someone's beehole.
I think with most drugs, you can't think about where it came from.
No, I don't think so, because it's been in
it's
a mouth
been in
or
mouths, and
mouths or butts or balls.
Been in all kinds of dirty places.
Lots of holes.
Yeah.
It's been in many, many holes.
Whatever it took.
Exactly.
To get it there.
It got to the country somehow.
Yeah.
It is sometimes shocking to people to realize that the people they, you know, see on TV or hear on the radio can have faults. A Las Vegas news anchor shocked the area when she was arrested after being found nude and passed out in her car.
Incredible. Mm.
Don't let that ever happen to you, Chuck.
I can't guarantee it.
Fox
Things
5.
Are about to get wild.
Fox 5 Las Vegas morning weekday anchor and reporter. Phoebe Kefalorigas.
Who?
That can't be your name.
Phoebe Kefalorigas.
What?
Phoebe Kefalorigas.
All right.
Fever Snuffleupagus.
Oh, let's she see. Goes by Phoebe K.
Okay, well, yeah.
But her real name is Phoebe Kefalorigas.
Oh. Okay.
She was busted nude and asleep behind the wheel of her Audi about 7:30 in the morning. She told cops she didn't remember how she got there.
Oh, man.
Officers reported smelling a strong smell of booze coming from her.
Okay.
But she would not submit to blood tests. She was later charged with reckless driving with a disregard for the safety of a person or property. She was ordered to pay a $1,000 fine and attend driving school. The East African native who grew up in California actually just appeared back on the station to talk about her weeks-long absence.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It is, really. Here's someone taped this off the TV. That's the best one I could find.
And now a personal message from one of her own here at Fox 5. On Fox 5 morning anchor Phoebe K, many of you have noticed I've been off air for a few weeks. To all of you who have reached out, a sincere thank you for your concern. I was dealing with a private matter, but I wanted to take this time to be transparent. Last month, I was arrested by Metro for driving under the influence. At the time of the arrest, I was inside of a parked vehicle in a Las Vegas neighborhood alone. That charge has since been reduced to misdemeanor reckless driving, for which I will pay a fine and take classes. As I move forward, I want you to know I have learned from this, and I will continue learning, and I truly thank you for your support.
So they dropped a charge down from, I wonder how many people get that sweet deal.
I don't know.
I wonder how she got that sweet deal.
She left out the fact she was nude.
Yeah, she did leave that out.
Passed out nude in my car.
Why was she nude?
I don't know. That's
the
thing.
Why was she nude?
Why wouldn't she be?
I don't know.
It's the best way to drive.
She was really having a crazy night.
Yeah,
I think it's a wild time. She was smart enough to know, don't give my blood.
This is so awkward. The dude had to throw it to her. Now a personal message.
And you see his disappointed face.
Yeah,
you
he was disappointed. You could see the judgment all over his face. Yeah.
A personal message from Nudie McNuder to
Nudie McDruckerson, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah,
you're so right. He was totally... I mean, she's a very attractive girl. We put a link to the story at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. I do want to hear how he introed her again.
Yeah.
Let's see what he says here.
And now a personal message from one of her own here at Fox 5.
Yeah, right there.
Look at that judgy face.
That's very judgy.
It's like, I can't believe we have to do this because she's still here.
Yep. It's like, if she can get her clothes on, we're going to throw it right down.
Well, and listen, this is normally what Lisa says. This is normally what Lisa points out. What if judgy guy was found wasted and nude in his car? Would he still be back?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The
nude part, really. I mean, you could get drunk and have a DUI and go back on the air, but...
The nude part, though,
nude
for
part,
a guy is...
you're a pervert. Yeah. Why are you in your car nude?
Exactly. But if it was a guy, you're right. He'd be a pervert. If it's a girl, you're like, oh, my God, she was
nude. Like, wild night. Wild night.
Wild, crazy night. What did you get up to? Is that her by her car?
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
She looks like that singer that...
The one from the
Pussycat Dolls. The what, Dave? The who? The which band? Dave, which band did you think she was in?
The Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, that one. That wasn't the band you thought initially. Wow, clip. The Pussycat Dolls, whatever her name is. The lead,
Nicole.
I don't know.
Yes. Germaner.
Scherzinger.
That, I think you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like her.
Mm. Yeah, she does right there, especially,
It's a great photo of her.
Yep.
I just want to
We got
know.
A nude one.
Yep. I want to know what led to that. You being drunk and nude in a car.
Yeah, I wonder what date. When did this happen? She was nude in her car.
It was March
drunk.
20th.
Okay, I'll go and back to her Instagram.
Well, that
March
this
20th.
Was the closest to it. March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, yeah.
She posted, can't pitch, this, baby.
Oh, man.
Had it all together there.
Yeah. Unless she didn't stop drinking.
Fell apart.
She started drinking on St. Patrick's Day and didn't stop.
That's a hell of a bender.
Yeah, that's the last picture she's posted.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, it's totally embarrassing. She's got a fairly... Wow, she does show a lot of skin, though, I will say, for a news anchor.
Is she a news anchor or the weather girl?
They say news anchor, weekday morning anchor. In the story, anyway. But every time she shows a shot, she's anchoring there.
Yeah, there she's anchoring, yeah.
She's very voluptuous.
You're correct.
Yeah.
She is. But not a member of the... A
lot of similarities with my Instagram.
Is it you show us just as much skin?
Yeah, just about
You lean
as
on
much.
Your car and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That guy's always got that look on his face.
Yeah, he does. It's just his look.
He's just disappointed.
Don't you think he doesn't like her?
It does seem
like something to that. He probably cannot stand her.
Let's check in with the dumb...
Yeah, he does hate her. You can tell by his face.
Yeah.
I went to school. She posted a thing on Instagram.
Doesn't look very intelligent either. Let's not be crazy, okay?
I think she's cooler by looking at the two.
Says Dave's evil grin while quietly scream on the inside.
That's his thing. He has an evil grin.
Yeah. Dave.
D-
Dave. Everyone hates Dave.
Speaking on behalf of some of the ladies around the world.
Go ahead.
Because I know so many of them. we're quite pleased with this year's selection. I love John Legend, but I don't know. For me, I can't bring myself to call a married man sexy. It just seems like such a violation. No. So
Michael
Jordan being single makes it a lot easier for us to enjoy the sexiest man alive. I mean, in a magazine, of course.
Yes, of course, yes. So congratulations to Michael and to
all the women around.
All the admiring ladies.
Jesus Christ.
That explains everything.
There we go again. Little Miss Tits over here.
That is what they seem. They seem like they're going to take shots at each other.
They do not like each other. Well. Look who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thinks she's on the show simply because of her tits. And makes it known.
You don't like married men. I beg to differ. Yep. Oh, she went as Joe Dirt.
And she can't say that a married man is sexy?
That's weird,
I just think she thought that that was, like, the good thing to say at that time. It's just, it's crazy, but a lot of these...
Well, there's a birthday cake with a bunch of bottles of... Go up.
It's got, like, booze bottles and her
lens. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they know something about
her. Scrolling back on her Instagram.
There's a Barbie
There's
on
a Barbie
pass
out.
That's her. Why didn't you guys give me a cake like that?
That's next year. I didn't even think about it.
I don't get a no cake thing.
I'm so upset. We gotta get Lisa a Barbie passed out with bottles of booze lying around
her. Do you know how much she would have died?
I would have loved
that. Oh my God, it would have been. There's puke. There's puke coming out of the Barbie's mouth.
Yeah. So something tells me they might have saw something like this coming. The whole nude incident.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
She's passed out.
Great cake.
With a bunch of bottles around her.
I've never seen anything like that.
No.
So she's got problems.
Yeah, I think she throws down a little bit here and there. If you got a cake with a passed out person on it.
Oh, my God. They got all the little bottles of booze.
It's incredible.
There's so many. Oh, now I'm really upset.
Yeah, if you want to see her.
Lisa would have died laughing.
Feven K News. Feven News is her Instagram handle. And you can see, scroll down, you'll see the cake we're talking about and the other pictures of this woman. But the link to the story is at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can see that there.
She has a decent Instagram.
Yeah. I just want to watch all the interactions between her and her co-anchor here. Oh, this is they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're talking about.
Yeah, he does seem like it. Eventually, in their relationship they have with each other, he's going to start taking shots at her on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably hates that she's brought him down, like his show, right?
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
I
am gay burgundy.
How do you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Yeah. Gay burgundy.
And now a personal message from one of our own here at Fox 5.
You can't stand her. Gay burgundy
the dialogue
cannot
in his
stand
head.
Her.
You could see.
Yeah, there's some thoughts going
he
on
disapproves.
Up there.
That cake was perfect for her.
Wow. That's great. I can't believe it's still up there.
I'm actually shocked that she left it up there, too. Because it does scream, like, listen, you get
she's really wild.
Yeah. Yep. God first, it says here.
Yes.
Well, that's the first thing you do once something bad happens.
Well, she wore her cross, too, on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just wait.
Yeah, look, there
when
they
I
are.
Do my
they're,
stuff.
They're advertised together on all the billboards.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When I get after it, I'm going to definitely put some God stuff in and get a cross.
Chuck always said God first.
Yep. Thank you for backing me up on that.
No problem. There are Chuck
Jason, maybe you could be like, he believes in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he converted. You know, we did a whole ceremony and stuff.
Yeah.
He was really interested.
Mysteriously standing up on their own?
Yeah, so apparently it's called the Broom Challenge, and it's proof we are slowly sweeping away what intelligence we have left here in society. It started trending on Twitter overnight. And it-
They got some laughs.
Oh, man. But old Bender Barbie here should be back on the air, they believe.
Bender Barbie.
Coming soon.
It's a great cake. I haven't seen anything like it. It's really, really cool.
It's amazing.
If you got a drunk friend in your life,
give them a
make
drunk.
Sure
That's
you
the
give
cake.
Them a drunk, drunk cake.
I mean, if they're drunk with a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
But that was a good spot there, Andy, because... That's an incredible cake.
Yep. I just saw like the bottle of booze. I was like, there's a booze kind of cake.
I really want to know why she was nude in her car alone. What led to that moment is what I really want to find out.
Booze.
Hopefully, Gabe Burgundy gets to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
Gabe Burgundy expose.
Oh, yeah. He's working on it behind the scenes
right now. He is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I love this next story. I'm not sure how you make this mistake, but this 19-year-old did. She accidentally moved into a senior complex.
At 19 years old.
I'm being taken care of. You wouldn't believe the service.
How did they allow that?
So here's what happened. She was relocating from Oklahoma to Arkansas to start a new life.
Yeah.
And in the process, somehow accidentally moved into a senior citizens complex.
That's funny.
It's pretty amazing. She's not saying exactly where the apartments are. It's in Arkansas. But she's the only teen living in these apartments for senior citizens. She said the rent was significantly cheaper compared to where I had moved from. I was able to lease a two-bedroom for only $350 a month. It's super spacious, feels like home. She found it online, moved in days later without ever seeing it in person prior to the move. She said, when I went out to my car, I started meeting some of the neighbors. They were all over 65. After getting completely moved in, she realized what she had done. She saw the sign reading, Senior Citizens Apartments. She moved in accidentally to a retirement village.
So the old people probably thought, oh, you're moving your, you know, grandma in or something.
Yeah, something happened there, yeah.
But no, she was just moving herself in.
The new chick's pretty hot.
Now she loves hanging out with her new neighbors, she says. They cook her food.
Oh, it's perfect.
And they do all sorts of fun things with her. She loves listening to their stories.
Dude, I think it'd be kind of, I don't know, there's some appeal to living in a senior citizen's community.
I think if you're the right person, like, yeah, it may not
be. They have some nice apartments.
Like, some neighbors.
We love her.
As long as she's quiet, you know, like she's 19, so
yeah.
You get kind of rowdy at that age.
She says her community is incredibly quiet.
She doesn't strike me as like a rowdy chick.
No, not at all.
She said, though, every day when she's driving home, people wave at her, ask her how she's doing. She's never had so many home-cooked meals in her life. She says, actually, she has zero regrets. She said, I'm actually loving it. I'm taking each and every moment in, and it's an opportunity to learn.
So they aren't going to kick her out.
They're not going to kick her out. I guess it's not like one of those communities where you have to be.
Oh, it just happens to be a lot of old people there.
There is her posing with
a sign, right,
that said, like...
Yeah, what did it say?
Senior citizens' seniors. Apartments.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that's crazy. Usually they'd prevent that.
You'd think so.
But those, like, senior citizen apartments, usually, yeah, you have to do, like, an application, and then you got to go down to the dining room and get your meals still and right. stuff. But you have your own apartment, which I think is cool.
How is life at the...
God, it's so loud. It's so loud.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Ow. That hurt me.
That hurt everyone.
Here's the rest of it.
It hurt
folks home, you might ask? Let me show you. Well, whenever I get home, it's always usually super quiet. Because most of my neighbors are asleep by the time I get home. But one major perk... is that I can play music whenever I want to because some of them can't hear. Another fun thing about living in the old folks' home is I can always hear about the tea in town.
Did you hear what Betty said at church last week?
Oh my gosh, no. Another fun thing is whenever I get to come home after a long day, everyone always asks how I'm doing.
Hey, Maddie, how was your day today?
Oh my gosh, Brenda, thank you.
She's recreating it for her TikTok.
Yeah.
People are saying it would make a great sitcom. I'm sure it's been done, right? Someone young with a bunch of old folks?
I don't know.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. I'm sure it's been done. Maybe it wasn't successful, but it's been done. Had to be. But if they're giving me homemade food all the time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What I would do for grandma food. Like just an endless supply of grandma
food. Chuck,
you
should move into a senior's residence.
I'm almost ready.
They would take care of you, dude.
I know.
They would take care of you.
They would take care of everything.
They take care of every bit of you.
They really
you
would.
You would have so I'd many
kill it in a senior
gum home. Jays. Yep. You would know what to do with yourself.
Yep. Gum Jays.
Grandma mashed potatoes and a gum jay.
That's a dream. Yeah.
Not really.
It's not a great dream.
No.
It's some sort of twisted up dream.
Yeah, it really is.
For sure.
But yeah.
Sam is in Ohio. He's with us. Hi, Sam.
Hey, it's female Sam.
Oh, hi, female Sam. Hello. Go ahead.
Ripcord.
Hey, so this is pretty common in these either apartments or living communities. I just visited my parents in Florida. They legally have to have a certain percentage of, like, younger people.
Oh, so.
Because they can't, like, discriminate just because of age. So my parents, they actually have, like, 3 people in their, you know, 55 and older community in Florida that are, like, 25-year-olds just living it up, like, partying with the seniors every week.
Oh my God, that's really
I
incredible.
I had no idea. I thought it was like there was a strict rule that you couldn't. Like, is it in the villages? Like, you can only live there with someone.
You have to be 55. But if you work at one of the facilities inside there, like, and they have stores like a Home Depot or whatever, so you work in you're allowed to live there, I think. And you could be like 30 or whatever. So there are some loopholes there.
I could see the downsides, but I can see some of the upsides. If they're really friendly and they're feeding you and taking care of you, and there's like an old guy next door who loves to fix things.
I think it depends on the old people, right? Because some old people are aggressive and don't want any sort of
grouchy
young people or anybody that's going to cause any noise.
Like, I'm actually a perfect senior neighbor because I'm very quiet. You'll never see me.
Yeah, you're
I'll never go outside. Like,
you don't
have
loud outdoor parties or gatherings.
Right. I just had an older woman move next door to me, and she'll never see me. She'll never see me. Like, we'll probably never meet. Hmm. And that's probably okay in her book.
Right. Unless she really wants to feed you or blow you.
Hope not.
It's awkward.
Oh, hi. We did finally meet. Oh, you heard about the gum job that Dave said. Yeah, I don't. I'm not into that. That's just something that Dave came up with. Anyway, nice to meet you.
Good, all the best.
I put your garbage can by your house.
Oh, see, that's why she wants to take care of you. Stephanie is with us. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You were a young girl living in a senior community.
I was. I worked for a retirement company, and I ended up overseeing sales for 13 of them. And so I would travel around, and for about 3 months, I lived in one and then 3 months in another one.
And how was living in a senior community at 23?
It was wild. There was a lot going on. I mean, it was great because the residents were awesome, but they got up to some stuff.
Oh, I bet.
So,
What do you mean some stuff?
Well, they're swinging and carrying on.
Yeah, definitely. A woman who we had to call her family and say, hey, she fell out of bed. She's in the hospital because she broke something. And they're like, well, how? Because we have guardrails on her bed.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, well, no, she wasn't in her bed.
Oh, my God.
We actually had the fire alarm going off in the middle of the night. And the fire department came. They said, no, you need, like, arson to come. Something's fishy here. So arson came to investigate. They're like, no, you don't need us. You need narcotics. This guy was making meth in his apartment in the community kitchen.
Oh, wow.
So that was exciting.
Fun to me.
No, not.
What you cooking up there, Ralph? You know meth.
Is that methamphetamine?
It's
like
coffee pot meth. Well, we're going to be so rich.
We are going to be
loaded.
What are you boys up to in the community kitchen?
Mind your business. Shut up.
We need to get in there to make pot roast.
Mind your business, Tom.
Plenty of room,
that's
Tom.
That's it.
You can make your pot roast around us.
Go to bingo, Tom.
Shut up, Tom.
God, that Tom.
Drives me crazy, always trying to see what we're doing in here.
Oh, feed the birds, Tom, you dummy.
I just wish he'd go to bingo. He's going to ruin our whole meth plot. Keep your mouth shut, Tom. You didn't see anything, Tom.
Old horse falling out of bed and meth in the community kitchen.
That's crazy.
It's crazy to be an older, sluttier grandma and break stuff from your sexual escapades. That's just crazy to me.
That's why there aren't a lot of slutty old witches.
Yeah. I'm sure they make up just stories. They tripped, they fell, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'd rolled out of bed. Yeah, I rolled out of Tom's bed, yeah. I was helping Tom and slipped.
But why are you nude, ma'am?
I don't know. I'm confused.
We're doing naked yoga.
I'm confused.
That's the best senior excuse.
I'm going to say that a million times.
That's the best senior excuse.
I'm confused. Yeah, I'm going to start to get confused around 55.
Everything.
Yeah.
You can get away with anything. Why do you have that up your butt, sir?
Confused.
Why did you drive your car into the Cracker Barrel?
So confused.
Why did you steal money from that bank?
Confusing.
Hey, it works.
Yep. Poor guy.
Oh.
Just let him go. He's confused.
Yep.
Apparently, claiming to be a world-famous wrestler who knows how to fight is not enough to intimidate the cops in Melbourne, Florida. Police received a call about a shirtless man who'd been knocking on doors while holding a steak knife in each hand. I'm not answering.
Yeah, don't answer
that.
No.
If I see that on my Ring doorbell, guess what? I'm not going to the door.
He looks friendly.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. He's just got two knives.
Come on in.
Here's a picture of the guy there. When they arrived, cops were told 19-year-old Dylan Jones was after he had warned one man to hang up the phone and walk toward him, was making stabbing motions.
Oh, great.
As police attempted to take him into custody, that's when he said, "Hey, I'm a world-famous wrestler. Get your hands off me." Did not make a difference to the cops, though.
No.
They tased him while he resisted arrest. Now he'll maybe get some offered some body slams in jail. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
He's a world-famous wrestler,
right? He's not.
He's not.
I don't think so. I've never heard of 19-year-old wrestler Dylan Jones.
That's another fun part for the cop. Oh, you're a world-famous wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, come here.
One of the cops goes out. One, two, three.
Oh, we won.
Hit him with the chair.
That's hilarious.
His dreams come true that day. Yeah, they definitely did. But
now he's world famous.
Now they got him. Coming up, it's our idiot criminal of the day. All this guy wanted was some Mickey D's nugs and some money. But why didn't he get it? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
A man has been jailed for robbing a McDonald's in England and making off with some cash and also some food, but not the food he wanted. Rudy Batten pleaded guilty to robbing a McDonald's. He claimed to have a gun. He demanded money from the register. He forced a manager to give him access to the McDonald's safe. On his way out, he also said, "And I want 20 McNuggets."
Not a bad idea right at the end.
Unfortunately for him, McDonald's is really strict about what time lunch starts, right? He was too early.
There's a guy with a gun and he's still there. Like, we can't, dude.
I've got a gun.
I have a gun. Make me nugs.
Breakfast doesn't start until 11 a.m.
I will.
There's nothing I can do. It's
full of holes.
It's impossible.
This is a gun.
You're going to have to shoot me. It's impossible. It's not 11 a.m.
It's like 10:46.
I know. We got 14 minutes until we can get you breakfast. Calm down or shoot me. That's all I can do. We can get you a McGriddles.
Oh, I hate those things. No, I don't want that.
A sausage biscuit?
No.
He settled for a double sausage McMuffin.
Okay,
instead.
Double sausage McMuffin.
Okay, we can do that. See? Common ground. We're finding common ground.
It's taking way too long. The cops are going to be
here. You go. Do you want hash browns or no?
Yeah, throw in some hash browns.
Okay.
Please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
He got away with about $600 from the restaurant and a double sausage McMuffin. He was identified by the cameras there and eventually turned himself in later that day.
Turns out he was threatening his victims with an unloaded air pistol. It wasn't actual gun.
That's better.
But
they didn't know that.
No, you can't tell.
A judge didn't take kindly to what he did.
No.
Just been sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Yeah, it's armed robbery.
There is his marshal.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. They won't bend on that.
They will not.
They won't. I have a gun. There's nothing that can be done. I will shoot. You're asking the impossible.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Oh, man.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.